Names for Supreme Being. Now and then, as you turn the leaves of serious books of different races and different periods, you find the sages referring to the Supreme Being as mind, life, love, principle. If not expressly, then by necessary implication. So you and I are in good company when we use these words, and we make Supreme Being more vivid to ourselves and more appreciable to those we hold converse with. And the appreciation of Supreme Being is of first importance, because there is but one being in this universe. And since you and I be, we must be that being. In this recognition, we identify ourselves with limitless mind, life, love, principle. Their properties become our properties. We become men and women of principle, with existence so exalted that the claims of mortality, from sickness all the way down to ordinary meanness, cannot rise to our heights. You do not object, do you, to the word mind as a synonym for deity, because mind obviously is ever-present, all-knowing, and everywhere directing the affairs of the universe. Nor do you object for a moment to life as another synonym, because life is everywhere present, everywhere in operation, everywhere undefeatable and unexpendable. When it comes to power, the outstanding quality of God, what has more power than love? Ultimately, it is the only power.